This is Saint Lucia's number one.
My favorite station.
Unity FM.
Good God Almighty, here the representative from the Center of Doctor broadcasting live. Going through Unity FM St. Lucia 90.5, Unity FM Global UK, Radioactive Martinique, and also Media Tropic FM French Guiana. Blessing, good evening to you. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Could you please tell us your name, please?
I'm Pamela Folland.
Okay, welcome to Unity FM. And we are going through five other radio stations. And tell us what we're going to talk about tonight.
I'm the author of Megan's World book series, a series for middle grade children as well as pet lovers of all ages, about 13-year-old Megan Thompson and her love of pets and the adventures she has finding and raising an abandoned litter of kittens.
Now, is it new book or it has been around? Is it just presenting it right?
The first book in the series was published last September. So it's a fairly new series.
So how did the first one went?
It went really well. In the first book, Megan's Munchkins, Megan Thompson rescues and bottle raises an abandoned litter of kittens and does so in secret from her parents to prove that she is responsible enough to handle the responsibility of a pet. So this is based on real life experience. I have bottle raised an abandoned litter of kittens, and I thought it would hopefully teach young readers what it truly takes to have a pet of your own. And obviously this is the extreme case, because this is about as close to a newborn baby as you can get.
Now, have you realized, or is it true that the first book, or the one you spoke about, paved the way for this new one now? Is it a continuing thing?
Yes, there are two other books out currently in the series. Megan's Pet Sitting Adventure is the second book, where Megan is pet sitting for her neighbor's pets to earn money to be able to keep caring for her kittens. And so in that book, she is pet sitting for a chocolate lab, a Burmese cat, and a talking African gray parrot. And so she's learning the stress and the troubles that come from watching someone else's pets.
And then in the
third book, which is Megan the Pet Whisperer, she is pet sitting for the local veterinarian Dr. Newton's Capuchin monkey Monty, and she's getting to see the inner workings of the veterinary staff and seeing all the other animals in the clinic and actually taking on an interest in becoming a vet when she grows up.
Good. Now, earlier on you said, I meant to ask you, this is not fiction. This is
No, it is. It is fiction. It's based on my real life experience, but it's all fiction.
Okay. Now, you chose Megan as the name of the little girl, and the pet was a kitten. Yeah? And
yes.
Is it because you're a lover of cats?
Well, it's because I had personally bottle raised a litter of abandoned kittens, and it was such a great experience. It kind of inspired me to write the book.
Mm.
But I have a dog, cats, and rabbit here at the house.
So, should we expect the next book will be about bear rabbit?
Yes, I'm going to work a rabbit into one of the books coming up.
Yeah. If those pets had understanding of what happened, the cat would have some serious hard time to know that this kitten, those books been written and based on some cats, and the dog and the rabbit are right there, and they feel they're not getting enough praise. So it's a good thing they don't understand what's going on, because the cat is the one that been put in the spotlight. Well, not the actual this cat, but the generation of kittens and cats and whatnot. Now, what's the age group that you recommend would read this book?
The books are written for 8 to 13-year-old children, as well as pet lovers of all ages. I have lots of adult readers that enjoy the series just because of the pets and the storyline.
Now, are there some parts of this book has some where you give some advice in terms of how to take care of a pet, how to go about choosing a pet and stuff, or just you read from the beginning to the end, just you know, information. Were there part, any part, are there any part of the book where you would pause and give some folks that would love to have a pet but are confused, help them make up their mind?
It's not a series that is telling people advice per se as to how to care for pets or what to do if your pet is misbehaving, but in all of the books in the Megan's World series, I have put true to life details as far as what a pet would require. So in Megan's Munchkins, when she is caring for the kittens, I'm having her bottle feed the kittens every 4 hours round the clock, just like you truly do need to do for newborn kittens. So I'm not glossing over the amount of work and responsibility it takes to own a pet. I'm trying to teach readers the commitment that it does take to have a pet, and that it is a lifelong commitment that you're making when you adopt or rescue an animal. But I've been a dog trainer for 10 years at different pet boarding facilities, so I definitely could write a nonfiction book of telling how to train animals, but I haven't done so yet.
Right. Am I to accept or realize that having a pet, it's a lot of responsibilities as well?
Oh yes. I mean, they're completely helpless. They're dependent on their owners to take care of them for everything. They need love, attention, food, shelter, grooming, all those things.
That's good. Now, the other thing I meant to ask you in terms of book signing, would you be doing any of that in the future?
Yes. If you go to my website, which is my name, PamelaFolan.com, I have an events tab, and it shows all the local book signings and places that I'll be selling the books.
Okay. Now, can you tell us the availability of those books, where people can find them?
The books are also available on Amazon.com. And there's the paperback version and a Kindle e-reader version of both.
Do you have a website where the folks can go and check all your material?
Absolutely. The website is PamelaFolan.com.
Oh, straightforward. Okay. Now, in terms of, there's so many stuff that as an author that you could have done, romance, you could have done. Why you chose to write the children books, what, or something that you felt that you need to get out, or you just had passion for children's stories and stuff?
It came from several different places. I grew up in a house full of pets and have had a deep-seated love of pets my entire life. Working at pet boarding facilities as a dog trainer, that passion only grew over the past 10 years. Middle grade fiction growing up was my favorite genre to read, such as The Babysitter's Club by Anna M. Martin and Thoroughbreds by Joanna Campbell are two of the series that I kind of model my writing after and tried to learn from, because I really enjoyed reading their stories as a young person. But it also came from my wanting to put books out there for the new generation of children to read, to learn about pets, to learn that it is a commitment and takes work to own a pet for themselves, because it does break my heart when you go to the animal shelters and you see the tags under a dog or a cat saying child didn't take care of the pet, so we're surrendering it, or a child lost interest in the pet, so we're surrendering it. And I just don't think that should be the case.
So when the kids come up and bombard, mommy, I need a pet, you know, and you go on, just get them a pet, and a couple of days after they neglected that pet, they even forget they ever wanted a pet. I'm facing that, and And my daughter kept saying, I need this, I need that. But I'm saying that's just a want, not even a need, you know. So having a pet is a lot of responsibility, especially the kind of pet it is. Some pets like the fishes you have in the aquarium, and you gotta feed them, you know. There's this thing that running with like a little rat, you know. So I think books like that, you don't even realize it indirectly. You are still giving advice indirectly, because if somebody had to read this book, they would understand how to take care of a pet, how to treat a pet. Bear in mind, you're not even giving advice, but it's just the ordinary stuff as you put it together. Anybody can just pick sense out of nonsense in terms of, as you speak, and get the message. Not just read the book. They might just, you know, get some ideas, you know. And without you giving ideas, but you don't realize the book itself is going to help someone who is confused about how to treat the pets. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. I think that young people can absolutely learn from Megan as she learns about responsibility and honesty and the value of money as the series progresses. I think that they can try and model themselves and help them to grow and mature as young people as well. The other thing that I do to try and encourage the child-pet relationship in families is I do give talks at local events about the five things that pets can teach children, because ultimately the parents have to realize when they're giving their child a pet that the responsibility of the pet's care is ultimately going to fall to them.
Yeah.
But if they use the pet as a teaching tool for their child, it can teach the child responsibility and caring and patience and all sorts of wonderful growing lessons.
Wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. And some parents just buy pets and leave it for the kids to take care of them. And when the kids themselves cannot even take care of themselves, so not even a pet they can take care of. Good. Can you tell us again where we can get your materials and our website and other contacts?
My website is PamelaFoland.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, and my books are available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay, Pamela, right?
Yes.
Okay, Pamela, that's the time we have now, and it's about a minute past the time. The other stations in the other Caribbean is going to leave us, so that's the time we have now to talk to you, and I have learned a lot from what you're saying. I'm sending the folks out there, go and get those books. Some of the parents that want to get some pet for their kids, get that book first. And then after that, you decide if you'll get a pet or what pet you're going to get. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. Continue doing your stuff. And the folks, as they go on your website, and, you know, keep them informed. And if anything, anytime you have any book, come on, we're right here. May God bless you and continue doing your stuff, yeah?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.